Mishnah Zayin, there is a big debate as to whether the following Mishnah is referring only to Chol HaMoed or to all year round. We are going to understand that it's only referring to Chol HaMoed. However, there are many Rishonim who learn this is referring to all year round, and that on Chol HaMoed, the halachas might be more strict. But being as it may, the Mishnah says that in Koyrin it is forbidden to tear one's clothes in mourning over a dead person. V'leicholtzin, one can also not tear his clothes where his shoulder is. It was a custom as they were taking the coffin to be buried, for those who were carrying it or walking in front of the coffin, to tear their clothes by the shoulder. V'leimavrin, and one may not eat part of the mourner's first meal which is served to them. The halach is that the first meal which the seven closest relatives of the dead person eats after the burial, that is given to them by somebody else. Somebody else prepares the food and provides it for the mourners. It's part of the mourning process. In the times of the Mishnah, this was done in public in the street when they were coming back from the burial. And the Mishnah says that all of these expressions of avelus, of mourning, it's forbidden to do that on Chol HaMoed, Elo Kriyos Shomeis, except for the seven closest relatives of the person who died. For them, it's an obligation. And so if they buried the dead person on Chol HaMoed, then the seven closest relatives do these things. However, nobody else is permitted to do so. And since Chol HaMoed is considered to be a day of joy, so even the immediate laws of mourning, which do apply on Chol HaMoed, they are changed slightly. In general, this first meal could not be eaten on regular chairs or couches. Rather, the couches had to be overturned, and the mourner would sit on the couch turned over so as not to be comfortable as he eats this first meal, just like he would do so for the rest of the Shiva. But the Mishnah says that on Chol HaMoed, they mavrinin al mitos kufa. On Chol HaMoed, this first meal is eaten on a couch which is upright, and it hasn't been turned over, because again, it's Chol HaMoed. Alright, continues the Mishnah, and this really applies throughout the year. The point of the Mishnah is to say that even on Chol HaMoed, a melichin v'esa'eva, one is not allowed to bring the food for this meal to the house of mourning. Lebatavla, there's a certain very beautiful tray, perhaps made out of glass or gold even. V'loiba is kutla, not some sort of silver bowl. V'loiba konoin, not in a exquisite basket, elabasanim, rather only in simple baskets, which are woven with simple material. Only that can be used to bring this meal to the mourners. Then omrim birkas avedim b'moyed, we do not say the bracha where we comfort the mourners. This was the custom after the burial. Everybody would come up to the mourners and make a particular bracha. So this is not done on Chol HaMoed. This is one of the laws of mourning which are relaxed because of the joy of the day of Chol HaMoed, al omrim b'shura. However, they do continue with the practice of everybody present standing in rows and walking past the mourners after the burial, or menachmin, and comforting them. So they do go over to the mourners after the burial to wish them words of comfort. However, although in general at this point they would make the bracha as well, on Chol HaMoed u'fotin es harabim, the mourners would, so to speak, free the public and tell them thank you very much, now you can go, because the bracha is not said on Chol HaMoed.